Simping for Walker. You know we're simping for Walker. Oh, simping for Walker. You know we're simping for Walker.
Yeah. What's up? Welcome to Walking for Simper.
We watched the newest Watcher episode.
I hate that so much. Today we're going to be talking about the newest Walker episode entitled Tracks. Don't know why it was called Tracks. That's actually kind of cringe.
I didn't get that meme this week. I thought you were about to say called trash. I thought you were about to trash on Walker. So why would you do that?
Why would I trash on the best show ever made?
That's what I was wanting to know.
The synopsis for Tracks reads, Captain James and Liam follow up on a tip regarding Emily's murder and head to Mexico for more answers. Trey escorts Stella, August, and the girls' soccer team to an away game, but things take a dangerous turn.
Ooh. Yeah. So, maybe they're uncovering tracks or, like, following tracks, like, for the case.
Oh, that
maybe
makes sense.
But it's a pretty bad title compared to Bar
well,
None.
Well, it's like... And Duke, or like Back in the Saddle,
classic,
Bobblehead. You know, episode Bobblehead, titles that so make good. Sense. So yeah. I prefer those over something like Tracks, where it just kind of feels like a lazy episode title. I feel like you could have done better. Yeah, Walker. I agree. But that being said, the rest of this episode was anything but lazy. In fact, most people seem to agree with me on IMDb.com. Because this episode is a 9.3 episode average.
Yeah.
So that's kind of wild.
That's a lot.
Zach said, while we watched this episode, he said, and I quote, that's egregiously high.
Yeah. I'll put a little spoiler alert. I will not be rating this episode a 9.3.
come on.
But you know, it was a fun enough episode.
I really enjoyed this episode. I had an unironically great time watching it. I feel like this is the most like fun I've had with the show in a while. And mainly cuz the episode, aside from a couple moments, didn't take itself too seriously.
It didn't. No.
It was a fun episode. It was just trying to be a fun Walker episode. And I think that when it did take itself seriously, it kind of worked. It was kind of like last episode, right? Where they handled it very well.
Yeah.
In both regards. And I told Zach while watching, this episode and the last episode were written by the exact same two writers. So they wrote two episodes back to back. And both episodes are fairly strong Walker episodes.
I agree.
This episode benefited, however, from not having the weird camping subplot. And I mostly liked everything in this episode.
You say that, but it's like, I'm still very surprised that a reboot of you know, Texas Walker, Texas Ranger, has, like, a very big portion of their runtime dedicated to teenagers.
Yeah.
It is.
I was surprised
very
by that.
Clearly taking the Riverdale route and this adding, like, teenage drama to the show.
This is like the first episode, and I may be wrong, and there may be an episode earlier where they had this much focus on it too. But this is like the first episode where we've gotten a lot of stuff with Stella and August.
Where we get like almost like very little of Walker.
Yeah.
Like he's there, but it's not the focus at all.
And in fact, like I would say they take up probably about 60% of the episode.
Yeah,
and then the last 40 is spent on Walker and Mickey investigating her mother, who is uncovered or arrested for a DUI. Let's go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah.
So we get left with like 1,700 cliffhangers at the end of last episode.
Yeah, exactly.
This episode focuses on the DUI cliffhanger and the Emily's killer cliffhanger. It really actually focuses on most of them. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the one that gets the most plot is the mother and the DUI stuff. Which the resolution is that haha, her mother didn't get in a DUI, and it was her secret sister, who is the secret mother of Mickey, who, what a fucking bizarre turn of events that was in this episode.
It's baffling. just out of nowhere. So, okay, hold on, because we're like 35 minutes through the episode, and I'm like, okay, the episode's over. We still had 7 minutes left, and that's when they bring that into play. I was shocked.
It is wild. That being said, I don't like dislike it. I just think it's a weird like it's just it's a strange. Weird thing to come out of nowhere. But it definitely spiced up the episode. So I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
There that plot kind of I had some fun watching Walker and Mickey like do cop stuff. So that was interesting.
Well, they're fun characters to watch, right?
Yeah, yeah. I love chemistry. These two's dynamic. This the bulk of this episode again was the August and Stella at the girls' soccer game, but the subplot with Captain James and Liam in Mexico was pretty fun at times. I kind of forget that it was there because it's in like if the episode follows a three-act structure, there's like 1 2-minute scene with these two characters in each act, so it's like 6 minutes of the episode altogether.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So yeah, the Captain James subplot was. It was pretty good. I liked it enough. Again, it's barely in the episode, but I personally thought that the scene where he's talking to the owner of the painting shop and she starts hitting on him, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you're like, oh, they got a little chemistry going. I wonder what they're gonna do here. And she just she goes in for the kill, bro. Unfortunately, she was sus.
But. Yeah, I was about to say, only for her to be revealed to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
So, a little unfortunate for Mr. James. But
she was bad enough, so, you know. If he plays his cards right, he can put her in prison and still get her.
So, that stuff, all fine. At the end of the episode, their car blows up in Mexico. So, this classic plot is, Walker. Honestly... This plot is honestly super disappointing to me because in last episode, it wasn't that great. In this episode, it was just fine. I'm really like, it's still the best part of the show is trying to figure out what happened to Emily and what really happened. But like,
yeah,
the way they're going about it isn't as strong as I feel like they could have. Maybe in the next episode or in a future episode, they'll get like Walker involved in it and it'll get a bit more epic. But right now, it's just these two characters doing it. And well, it feels less that they want to progress the plot and more that they just want to give these two characters something to do.
Well, yeah, because we talked about it, you know, they added more episodes to the season. So I think this was supposed to be, I think they're supposed to be a little further on in this originally than they are now. So they're probably just
that would make sense.
Taking little bits and pieces of it and spreading it over the season, which
that would make sense.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating. A little bit of that Flash
It probably helps more, like, overall, though, I guess, to do this, because rather than, like, really blaze through the plot that they were going to do, and then, you know, we, like, have nothing to do for the rest of the season. So I guess if they're going to split it up, it works all right. But you can definitely feel like there's things they could do with this plot that they're not doing yet. And it could get a little frustrating. The bulk of the episode, like I've said, is the girls' soccer game that Trey drives them to.
And, love Trey. The girls' soccer game. Man.
Best plot of the show. I love Trey. He is terrific. Easily the best like character in the show. I like all the kids in this episode. Even Trevor, like Walmart brand. Timothy Chalamet. I thought he was entertaining. I think they gave him some interesting stuff now that we know that he's like a sleeper agent for some dude in prison.
Yeah.
And so it's like now there's like some interesting stuff with his character that I think is pretty cool. I particularly like whenever he's about to shoot Walker at the end of the episode.
That fucking, I was like, yo, bro, hold up. And then he's and then he like plays it off. He's like, oh, he had this gun. Like,
yeah.
Like, you ain't have that shit cocked ready to blow that man's head off. Like, what?
Bro is about to kill Walker, bro. But I am interested in where this character is going, because it seems like he doesn't want to be like a sleeper agent for his dad. Like, slowly but surely, it seems like he wants to like actually like spend time with Stella, which is
prediction time. I think eventually Stella's gonna find out about who he really is. They're gonna have this big old drama bullshit, and then he'll be like, but I don't want to hurt your dad anymore, I want to be with you, and then maybe they'll stay together, maybe they'll break up, something will happen.
I have a further prediction. Mm-hmm. Depending on how close the show continues to skirt the lines and gain more Riverdale-isms, I would go as far as to say that Stella will find out, and we'll get like a scene of her waltzing into the prison to talk to Trevor's dad in the prison and be like, listen, he's not going to do what you want anymore. And Trevor's dad will be like, I'll find you and kill you or something like that.
I could see
and like
that,
they're gonna keep it from Walker for like several episodes.
Yeah. Y'all, you wanna get batshit wild with the predictions though?
Oh no.
Then on top of that, something that Walker does to Stella is gonna piss her off. And so she's gonna put him in harm's way. She's gonna put her own dad in harm's way. And go dark side.
Oh, what a fucking wild show.
That ain't gonna
I didn't expect the show to be this wild, bro.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, and that's the thing. It is a show that I was expecting it to just be like a mediocre procedural cop show. And they are obviously taking the Riverdale route. And by that, we mean they're going to infuse as much drama and soap opera-isms as possible without destroying the integral procedural cop part that is there.
And they're going to take this shit up to the fucking highest degree that they can, bro.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to become an FBI agent at some point.
We went from kids kicking around fucking like soccer balls in the desert to a gang showing up and like pulling out guns and shooting shit. Like, again, there is a literal scene in this episode where a teenager holds a gun to Cordell Walker's head and is about to shoot him. This shit is bonkers.
It's
that being said, I did really enjoy it.
Yeah.
This episode was really fun. I think the character drama in this episode's honestly pretty good. I think that was the most surprising part, is like, I liked August's character a lot. This character made me almost like loathe him after Duke.
Yeah.
That was atrocious.
Yeah.
But like, I actually kind of liked him here.
The episode starts off with like a musical montage of August cooking breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I watching? Food Network?
They have this like thing where he wants to get with this girl named Ruby, but then Ruby's dating this, I forget this guy's name, I gotta look it up again.
I don't remember
his name. Fucking God, what is it? I'm looking at the IMDb. Todd, and this Todd guy, dude, this fucking,
you compared him to our friend Parker, and I thought that was the funniest shit.
he's a gem. Todd, love him. And Ruby's like kind of like getting jealous, because I'm pretty sure they're setting up a relationship between August and Stella's friend from the first couple episodes, who was at risk of getting deported. We thought her parents were deported, which does lead to a nice scene, because she's like, my parents and I can't interact, and then August gets her parents to shoot off fireworks that they look over the border. I thought that was kind of cool.
You know, fireworks scene in Wonder Woman 1984, I sleep. Fireworks scene in Walker season 1 episode 7 tracks, I'm awake.
Yo mood though.
Great scene.
I also really like when Walker shows up at the fucking the desert area to like stop everything.
Yeah.
I like how after that, when they're at the cop place and he does his like bad cop shit to that guy.
Yeah.
That was Pog. That was really dope.
Yeah, he's had anger issues in the past, right?
Mm.
And so we're getting a little bit of character growth, and that's pretty neat.
I like how he's when he's talking to Trey too. Like they just did these Walker and Trey's friendship is so good.
It's the best thing on the show.
It's so good.
Hands down.
I mean, you got Jared Padalecki Walker, and you got Trey. Like, yeah. What better duo could you ask for?
It's the
best part of the whole show.
Trey and played by Jeff Pierre. I wanna know his name. Gotta
can
remember
he get
that.
Can he get like an Emmy? Like, can you just give this man like?
I hope so. Apparently, he plays a main character in 2018's in the 2018 season of Once Upon a Time.
Oh,
so I might have to watch that.
Might have to watch that. I don't want people to think. I do not want people to think I'm being facetious. When I say I love Trey, I genuinely do like this character. He's like my favorite.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's such a cool, entertaining character. He's really fun to watch, and I genuinely do like his friendship with Walker. I think it's really fun to watch. Mickey and Walker's friendship's great. It's a nice little friend triangle that I really hope doesn't get ruined by some relationship drama. But I'm smarter than that.
Yeah, so. I mean, like, on one hand, I'm like, I 100% agree. I'm like, it'd be cool if Mickey and Trey could just keep their relationship. Walker could be like this third wheel, but it's cute and it's wholesome and it's fun. But there ain't no way in hell Walker ain't gonna like kiss Mickey one night in the cop car.
Yeah.
They're gonna have this moment and they're gonna be like, oh no, I shouldn't have done that. And Mickey's gonna hide it away from Trey for 2 weeks, but then it's gonna get brought up and they're gonna have this fight and they're gonna break up and then Trey's gonna move out of town. I'm gonna cry because I'm gonna miss that homie.
He gonna leave the show.
He gonna leave the show. Season 2. Get hype.
Damn, you guys, are you a writer, bro? Are you show
writer? Yeah. Walker? I'm writing Walker. Fun fact.
I don't know. I had a really good time watching this episode. It's probably my favorite episode of the show.
I like Duke a little bit more.
I feel like they've managed to like hit the head on that, like, because we got like Don't Fence Me In, which is currently my favorite episode, and then Duke as my second favorite. I put this between Don't Fence Me In and Duke, because the thing that killed Duke for me was, again, just the August stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and it like
true.
Dragged
That's
that episode
fair.
Down.
That's fair.
Meanwhile, there was nothing in this episode to really drag it down for me. And I don't know. The fact that the show is going in a bit more of a batshit crazy direction makes me so much more interested. Because this show at its worst is boring. And I don't want boring Walker.
I don't want
two cops going down to Mexico and their car blowing up.
Yeah, baby. What the fuck? Bro.
I want fucking Stella's boyfriend as a sleeper agent for some dude that Walker put away into prison. Like, that's so fucking whack.
Yeah.
In the best way.
It's pretty wild.
So... I really did like this episode. I'm thinking, honestly, probably like an 8 out of 10 for me.
Okay.
I thought it was a pretty strong episode.
We're getting into a new score.
Time. Had a really fun time with it, and I enjoy it. I think that, like, I could probably move it down to a 7. I think I have – let me check. Do I have an episode at an 8?
Not yet. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I have episode 4 at an 8.
Oh, okay.
Don't Fence Me In. So this would be my second 8. You don't have an 8.
I don't have an 8.
Just checked. Yes.
I don't have an 8. I am close to an 8. I'm so close to an 8. But I'm sticking to a 7. Show can do better. I think there's an 8, even potentially a 9 lurking out there when
there's definitely a 9.
And I am going to be hyped. I didn't enjoy this as much as you did, but I thought it was a fun little episode.
I could probably dip it back down to a 7, but it was easily like the most enjoyable I've had. Yeah. It was a good episode. Easily one of the best, I think.
I agree.
Just got some good stuff in it. So unfortunately, here comes the sad part of the podcast.
Oh my goodness! Again.
CW's Walker is going on another 3-week break.
Kill me.
He just came back, and now it's gone again. So, it'll return on April 8th with the episode Fine is a 4-letter word. I have the synopsis for that.
Oh, go for it. If you want to read it. I'm going to eat a fry while you read that.
Okay. The synopsis reads, a tornado hits Austin. A tornado touches down in Austin, and it's all hands on deck to keep the kids and community safe. Walker, Mickey, and Trey rush to the school where Stella, August, and Ruby are at a school dance. Bonham and Abilene stop at a store for supplies where old memories resurface, and the two are forced to discuss their marriage.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, Liam and Brett get trapped in an elevator, and everything Liam has been carrying on his shoulders gets the best of him, and he makes a rash decision. Sounds like an interesting episode. We'll have to watch it next week instead of 3 weeks from now. But, you know.
Yeah.
No, unironically, though, I am looking forward to that episode.
That sounds pretty cool. Yeah.
We saw the promo before we filmed the episode, and it looked kind of cool.
It looked
neat. So I'm looking forward to seeing where they go with it. I just hope this is, like, the last break. Because I'm, like, looking at it, and, like, this was episode, like, 7. So then, like, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. If we go from April 8th to the end of the show without any more breaks, the show ending in June 17th.
That's so long.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Right? It's like...
Yeah, I don't get that.
Especially, like, I'm okay with Flash ending in July because that show started in March. This started in January.
Yeah.
It's got no
reason. Do we know why they're on breaks? Is it just scheduled that way, or do they have, like,
I guess it's just scheduled that way. It may be the extension of the season.
That might be it. They gotta have time to work on some shit.
Yeah. Or there's also a theory I've seen that the CW is kind of rotating shows, so they always have something on at one time in case something goes wrong.
That would make sense.
Point is, it's still a little annoying, but we'll get through it. We got through the last break, especially because we have new episodes of Flash from here on to April.
So, yeah, we'll be watching Falcon and Winter Soldier soon.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier. By the way, nice little segue in. If you want our scores on Flash or Falcon and the Winter Soldier, our IMDb is in the description, so you can check that. And on my website, I should be doing reviews of both Flash and Falcon and Winter Soldier every week. So that'll be cool. But thank you all for watching. I've been Jay the Zoomster, of course.
I've been Zach.
YouTube.com.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
You can find me at Zach.com/ your everyday Zoomster. So that'll be awesome. No, you can find me at YouTube.com/ Jay the Zoomster.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't forget.
Yeah.
Don't forget Walker Gifts in the description.
Walker Gifts. So epic.
The Walker soundtrack. On Spotify.
So far.
But thank you all for watching. We'll see you in 3 weeks. Really sorry. There's really nothing we can do with this show during the hiatus.
Well, like, you know what we could do?
Yeah, what?
No, we could do. We could talk about the new Kung Fu show.
This is true. This is true.
Let us know if that's something you want.
Let us know if you want a
CW Kung Fu
podcast. That would be epic because we are going to be watching Kung Fu. Like we've made the decision Wednesday. We're going to be watching CW's Kung Fu every Wednesday.
Yeah.
So get excited. Get excited. It'll be awesome.
Cool.
Anyway, I have a joke to end off the podcast.
Oh yeah. Cool. Let's hear it.
I'm the joke. Thanks for listening.
I was hoping for a knock knock joke.